这个时候啊，我们也是预备我们的心，好，我们一起来啊，让神的话语啊，对我们生命产生帮助。我把时间，好，我们再次邀请 Pastor Ken 啊上来，好。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
What an honor to be with you today.
非常荣幸今天有机会跟大家在一起。
I would love to say that my Chinese is rusty.
我不得不说我的中文有限。
But that would not be true.
但是其实也不一定是真的。
It's non-existent.
其实根本就不会。
So I apologize.
真的是对不起大家。
I am bilingual.
我是双语。
I am fluent in both English.
我对英文。
And sarcasm.
Sarcasm. Sarcasm 是是啥？大家帮我翻译一下，对不对
？So I don't know if the Chinese are allowed to be sarcastic or not.
Okay, all right, okay.
This morning I want to introduce you to our ministry and what the Lord's doing.
今天早上我愿意跟大家介绍一下我们的服事。
And I'm going to ask, can I have my computer switched over when you get a minute?
Yeah. 那何敏帮我们就是说把他的电脑连线。
Are you okay there?I think I've got it here. There we go. Thank you. Let me introduce you to LL Ministries.
那我介绍一下爱流事工。
Now I have a confession to make.
我需要承认一件事情。
The first time I ever heard of LL.
当第一次我听到爱流的时候。
I said in my heart.
我对我的心说。
I will never have anything to do with LL Ministries.
我这辈子跟爱流都不会有关系。
Please hear me.
听我说。
Sometimes God.
有些时候神
who is very loving,
非常的爱
will make you eat your words.
但是会让你觉得很糟糕。
And I spoke out of a place of fear,
当我把这样的一个害怕讲出来的时候
that I would never have anything to do,
我永远不会有
with the very ministry that God was calling me to.
然后不会跟这个事工有关系。
At the time, I was ordained as a pastor.
当我被安立的时候
and things looked okay on the outside.
从外面来讲的话，我非常的好。
But inside,
但是在里面
I had a huge anger problem.
但我里头却有很大的一个愤怒。
Everybody could see it.
每个人都可以看到。
Except me.
除了我以外。
My wife at the time, who was a very godly lady.
我太太在当时的话已经是非常敬虔的女孩。
A pastor's wife.
她是牧师的，她是师母。
Was battling depression.
然后，但是她确实陷入一个很深的。
She was raised here in Ottawa.
她在渥太华长大。
And just before we were engaged.
当在我们订婚之前。
She was diagnosed by a doctor as having acute depression.
但是就是在他们就订婚之前的话被医生诊断的话有很深的一个忧郁。
And the doctor told me,
然后医生告诉 Pastor Ken,
she's probably going to be on antidepressants,
然后她可能终身都要在这样一个忧郁当中。
For the rest of her life,
终身都会在这忧郁当中。
And you need to think twice,
然后你需要好好的想一想。
Before you marry her,
你在她跟她结婚之前你要想清楚。
Now that you know this,
然后你现在知道了。
10 years later,
然后十年之后
God taught me how to pray for my wife.
然后神教导我怎么样为我的太太来祷告
By going through the dark days,
然后从过往这些的经历当中
and walking through the pain that we were walking through as a couple.
然后我们是夫妻，大家一起再次重新的走过这段的伤痛
Because if you know anyone who struggled with depression,
当在我们当中的话，有一些人经历过这样的一个忧郁。
It's almost easier if you have a broken leg.
然后最好的话就像我们这个
脚断了。You can show someone the X-ray.
然后你可以告诉别人说我的脚断了。
And there's a fracture there.
然后真的是这个 X 光上面的话，告诉这个骨断了。
But when there's a fracture on the inside.
但是当我们心灵破碎的时候
，How do you show people?
你怎么可以告诉别人说我受伤了呢
？It usually surfaces.
我们只能够告诉别人表面的东西。
When life puts a squeeze on us,
然后当生命被挤压的时候
and it comes out at the most inopportune times,
然后在各样的这样的一个不容易的环境当中才会显明出来
So that's what's really happening on the inside of our lives.
但是这确实我们生命当中非常真实的。
And I had said I'll never have anything to do with LL.
然后我曾经说过我这辈子跟爱丽不会有任何的关系。
But at the same time,
但是确实在同时
as a pastoral team,
在一个这个牧养的团队里面
on Sunday morning, everything looked good.
在整个主日的敬拜当中的话所有事情都觉得是好的。
But on Tuesday morning in our staff meeting,
但是在礼拜二的早上是我们这个牧养团队的会议的时候
We were on our knees before the Lord.
当我们跪下在神的面前
And we were crying out to him.
然后我们一起在神面前流泪
Saying, Lord, please give us the keys.
主啊帮助我们帮助我们我们有就是说找到帮助我们那个最容易的地方
And we had Bible college degrees and seminary degrees.
我们虽然我们每个人我们都有就是说圣经学院或者说神学院的这样一个教育
and the church was doing fairly well
然后教会其实也做得不错
but the men were battling sexual addiction to pornography
但是却有男生却是在这样一个性的就是说这样的一个性这个瘾就是犯禁欲这些事情上面常常走不出来
many of the ladies had been sexually abused
然后许多的女孩子被性侵犯
And the kids in the youth group were manifesting.
然后这些东西都是通过在青少年的这些小组当中，是孩子身上就慢慢的会有些事情就彰显出来。
The pain that was going on in their homes.
然后确实是把这个在家庭里的这些痛把它给显明出来。
So the Lord was leading us.
神正在带领我们。
To cry out to Him.
然后带领我们在他面前，我们。
And our prayer was very simply.
那我们的祷告很简单。
Lord, show us how to help your people.
主啊，帮助我们怎么样可以实际的对这些有问题的这些的群体，我们可以有效的来帮助。
We tried a number of different programs.
我们试了各样的各种不同的节目。
And we read lots of books.
我们也读了许多的书。
But where the Lord took us,
但是神却带领我们
was to a conference.
去到一个的那个聚会
in Orangeville, Ontario.
然后在安省的一个地方。
Put on by LL Ministries.
然后是爱流的一个营会。
The ministry I had said.
然后就是那一个聚会，我说
that I'd never be a part.
我不会跟这样的事工有关系。
Now what happened that weekend?
就在那个周末
is I heard Peter Horobin, our founder and director.
然后他就跟这个何比的牧师的话就见面。
He opened God's word.
他把神的话语打开。
And he taught very simply.
他教导非常的简单。
The most tangible and practical message.
非常有效，但是非常实用，很简单实用的这样的一个信息。
On holiness and surrendering to the heart of God.
在神的面前圣洁跟顺服。
That I have ever heard before.
我却从来以前没有听过。
What happened over a series of 3 days?
然后在这三天的一系列的讲题当中
，is that the Lord got my attention.
然后神让我慢慢的注意到这些的事情。
And he got my attention.
然后他引导我注意。
By answering 10 years of prayer.
然后就是这样的一个注意，确实让我回想起这十年就是神回答我十年前的这个问题。
And he broke the power of my wife's depression.
然后他借着这样的一个教导，打破了就是说这个忧郁在我太太生命当中是十年的就是这样的一个瑕疵。
It was an inside-out kind of healing.
这个医治是从里到外的。
And for her, she's never been the same again.
然后她再也没有回去过。
Now he touched her heart.
然后神触摸到这个师母的心。
Because he loves her.
然后因为神爱她。
But he also loves me.
然后神也爱牧师。
And sometimes when a man is shut down.
当有时候的话，当男人把心
and he's got big walls of protection around his heart.
对，当男人把心封闭的时候的话，就在这个关系之间筑起一道高墙。
The best way to get to him is not through his head.
然后最好的方式不是就解决的方式不是通过他的理性
or through his stomach actually.
是通过他的胃
but actually through his wife.
然后可能神打破的话是通过他的太太。
And so when the Lord broke the power of Karen's depression.
然后当把凯伦师母的这个忧郁症治愈之后
He actually broke me.
然后神也破碎了牧师。
The miracle of our story unfolding since then.
然后所有在这个之后的话，许多的神迹就一再的就在发生。
Is I still have the ability to get angry?
然后我还是心里头有些时候会比较容易愤怒。
Because that's God given.
然后因为情绪也是神创造我们给我们的一部分。
But I'm not angry over what I used to be angry over.
然后但是我现在的这个愤怒已经跟以前的程度是不能够同日而语。
So I don't stay angry for long periods of time.
对，我不会再停留在这么长时间的愤怒当中。
And it doesn't rob my relationships the way it used to.
然后他也不会因为这个愤怒就影响到我的关系。
But that said,
然后这并不是说
I'm not standing here.
啊，我并我站在这里
as a perfect person.
我已经完全了。
You okay with that? Sorry if that's disappointing.
Yeah, 可能会让大家比较失望。
Okay, so let me tell you about LL.
啊，那我介绍一下艾流。
L in Hebrew.
L 在这个希伯来文里面
means God.
啊，代表的是神的意思。
When a Hebrew phrase is repeated.
啊，当这个希伯来语重复的时候。
Or even when Jesus says the same thing back to back.
然后当耶稣对一些事情他重复的讲的时候。
Like when he says Simon, Simon.
啊，当他说西门，西门的时候。
It's very important.
啊，这是非常重要，非常强的。
When you say LL together,
当你说神神的时候
it actually means God of gods and Lord of lords.
然后它是诸神诸，那是万王之王，万主之主的意思。
Now wait, our name originates.
然后我们名字哈，这是起源的来源。
With the first house that we were led to as a ministry in England 30 years ago.
啊，当爱流的话，在英国三十几年前，那第一个哈他们的产业。
When we went to change the name,
当他们要改名的时候
God showed us this.
然后神就给我们一个启示
We said, hang on a minute.
等一等
Now, you would know better than I do.
然后神你比我们更知道
In old Chinese, it means, either means all hail, or it means love flowing outwards. I may have those confused. Do I have them confused? How's your old Chinese?
在这个那个老的古老的这个英文这个中文当中的话，这个是就是关乎万民的这个。
So I may have those reversed.
万岁，这是长远的意思嘛，对吧？对，就长远的意思。
Do I have them backwards?
No.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
But you're the experts in Chinese, not me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So you know Chinese?
Not yet, no. Someday when the Lord does a deeper work in me.
Yes.
Okay, all right. What we do is we do training and equipping in the local church.
那爱流的事工的话其实就是帮助就是当地本地的教会的话做一些训练的工作。
Through weekend visits.
然后在这个周末的这样的一个访问当中。
And sometimes that's just a Sunday morning.
有些时候就像今天就是一个主日。
Or it could be all weekend depending on what the church needs.
或者是整个的周末。
We offer seminars.
然后或者我们有一些的课程。
To help train up disciples.
然后其实目的的话就是训练门徒。
And so you'll hear us use that word discipleship.
当你听到门徒训练的时候。
Quite a bit. And it's significant.
这是非常就是强的。
So when Jesus sent us out,
当耶稣送我们出去，差遣我们出去，
He didn't say go make believers.
然后他并没有让我们只是让人来做信徒。
He said go make disciples.
他是让人要做主的门徒。
A believer is someone who believes in God.
然后信徒只是一些人他相信神。
And a disciple is something different.
但是门徒的话却是不一样。
Is someone who will follow him.
然后这是一群跟随耶稣。
To the extent that they put themselves second.
然后他到一个地步的话，他必须把自己放下。
Or in Jesus' words.
然后或者按主的话。
Lay their lives down for him.
然后我们必须把生命放下来跟从他。
So our discipleship school is designed to help people go that.
那我们的门徒的学校的话，其实就是要达到耶稣教导我们的这一点。
And in a non-condemning way, the point of it.
Yeah, 但是就是说这个就其中的一个点就是。
Is to help us overcome the obstacles.
就是要帮助我们要在生命当中要胜过这一切的拦阻。
That actually hold us back from giving the Lord.
让我们不能够跟随神的这些的拦阻。
Does that make sense?
这可以。
Okay. So we offer healing retreats, ministry appointments.
好，那我们有一些就是说这个这个医治的这样一个退休会，那也有一些个别的这样一个访谈的时候。
We do a week-long intensive surgery called Restoration Week.
好，那我们也有一个礼拜的，就是这样一个聚会，好像就是外科手术一样的话，那就是叫重诊的这样的一个聚会。
Then we also do specific events planned for families.
那我们对家庭也有负担。
We do a week-long time-out event for married couples.
然后我们也有一个礼拜这个训练的课程是给夫妻的。
You may have noticed how marriage is under fire in our nation.
其实就是在我们的国家当中的话，其实家庭正在经受一个猛烈的一个冲击当中。
We do a father-daughter weekend.
我们也有这个父子父女的，就是这样的一个周末。
We do a father-son weekend.
然后我们有父子的，就是这样一个周末。
You may wonder why we don't do a mother-son or mother-daughter.
你可能会觉得为什么不做这个母亲跟女儿，母亲跟儿子。
It's just because the ladies don't need any help.
这是因为女孩子一般不需要帮助。
That's not actually true.
这应该是这样。
As fathers, we affect the destiny of our children in very significant ways, as do mothers.
那个我们这个父亲可能离我们的孩子这个距离可能会稍微远一点。
And these weekends are designed to answer the fundamental questions of our lives.
然后这些的周末的课程或者聚会的话，其实目的就是要回答一些我们生命当中一些根本的问题。
I'll just give you a little inside scoop.
我只是给大家一点的介绍。
When a father.
当有个父亲
tells his son,
然后告诉他的儿子
through his words,
然后在他的话语里头
and his actions,
然后他的行动
I am proud of you,
我为你感到骄傲
and you have what it takes to be a man,
然后你必须就是要长大成为一个男人
that boy will be just fine,
然后那个孩子可以
when he doesn't know that,
然后当他孩子知道这事情的时候
he spends his whole life,
然后他用他的一生
trying to achieve to a level,
然后他想达到父亲讲的这样
的 that either his father or another man speaks those words over his life.
然后就是做父亲作为另外一个男人告诉他要达到的这样一个
Have you ever heard of this?
你们知道这样的一个事情吗？
For a little girl, God's made her heart different.
然后但是女孩子的感觉可能会不一样。
And when a daddy tells her,
当父亲告诉女儿
With his words and his actions.
然后再用他的话跟行动。
That she is beautiful.
你非常美丽。
That she is lovely.
你非常可爱。
And that he cherishes her.
然后我很珍惜你。
It sets her free.
然后这会释放女儿。
She doesn't have to go looking for a man to give that to her.
她不需要别的男人这样的来承认
她。Does that make sense?I don't know if you've ever heard a woman say, "I'm looking for a man to make who's going to make me happy."
大家是不是常常听到有些女孩子常常说，我要找一个让我能够开心的男孩子
？You've never heard of that?
大家都没听过。
No, you don't look at her when I say that. I'm just asking.
我只是问大家。
These are just strategic investments in the family to build strong foundations.
其实当我们这样子说、这样做的时候的话，这是一个策略性的来建造我们家庭的一个途径。
And then when we do Family Week, it's just a whole bunch of fun.
那当我们在这一个礼拜，就是在一个家庭聚会的过程当中，有许多很有趣的事情。
To try and help build the core of the family.
我们正在重建家庭当中一些最根本、最关键的一些的事。
That's a little bit of what we do.
这只是稍微一点我们所做的。
Now let me explain the kingdom of God.
让我继续讲，就是神的国
is ruled by a king.
神的国里面就是有一个国王。
And the king's name.
然后这个国王的名字是
，Sorry. Yeah, I was hoping that would be a little stronger, but yeah, that's true.
大家都回答好。
Can we say his name together?Jesus. Okay. I'm not trying to be patronizing. But, so the one who's over the Lord, the Father's kingdom.
然后在这个父的这个国度里头
is Jesus himself.
然后耶稣是主
So what's under him in submission.
然后在他下面顺服他的是
becomes the kingdom of God.
然后是就是整个神的国
You okay so far?
大家还跟得上。
Why do you look very nervous right now?
大家好像感觉比较紧张。
So, but what's not under him,
那有一些不在他下面的呢?
Instead of being under Jesus,
然后不是在耶稣下面,
is over here,
但是却是在旁边。
It must belong to another kingdom.
啊，却有另外一个国度。
You okay? So then healing, you ready?
所以医治。
Is restoring the rule and reign of Christ.
然后是在生命当中的话，重建耶稣对我们的主权。
To every aspect of a person's life.
在我们生命的各个方面。
You okay?
大家可以吗？
That's not automatic.
这并不是自动会发生的。
But it's a process called discipleship.
啊，这是在门徒训练的过程当中才可能发生。
My problem as a man was.
然后我作为人的一个问题是。
I had a career with a degree.
我有一个学位。
I had a second career with a degree.
然后我另外我还有一个学位。
And I had the Bible college education.
然后我完了之后的话，我还有圣经的教育。
And I'd been ordained.
然后我已经被案例
but I'd never been discipled.
然后但我却还没有变成门徒。
Does that make sense?
大家明白跟得上吗？
So, they asked Jesus one day.
然后他们问耶稣一个问题。
Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
然后那个拉比，你告诉我这个十诫当中最大的是什么？
And you remember what he said, right?
然后大家记得耶稣的回答吗？
Love the Lord your God.
然后爱主你的神。
With all your heart.
你尽心。
With all your soul.
尽心。
With all your mind.
尽力尽意。
This is the first and the greatest commandment.
然后这个是那个诫命的第一条，最大的。
And the second is like it.
然后其次也相反。
Where you love your neighbor.
你我们要爱邻舍。
The way you love yourself.
也爱人如己。
All of the law and the commandments.
然后神的律法。
And the prophets.
先知。
Hang on these two commandments.
就总结在这两句话里面。
So Jesus tied together.
然后耶稣把这两件事情放在一起。
Our relationship with God this way.
然后我们纵向的话是跟神的关系。
And our relationship with each other this way.
然后我们横向的是跟人的关系。
He made them one.
然后但是纵向跟横向它却是成为一。
So our relationships with people.
当我们与人的关系。
Can be like a barometer.
可以。
A barometer. Can be an indicator.
就像一个指标一样。
Of how our relationship with God is going.
然后其实会反映到我们跟神之间的关系。
Are you okay?
大家跟得上吗？
That doesn't mean we're all failures.
这并不是说好像我们就是失败。
When we have relational trouble.
或者说我们关系有问题。
God was simply saying the two are tied together.
但是是两个其实是需要放在一起的。
Psalm 89 says it differently.
然后诗篇八十九篇。
He says righteousness and justice.
然后这个公义还有这个 righteousness.
Righteousness, right standing with God.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and justice,
and 公义啊
，are the foundation of God's throne.
是那个神宝座的一个根基。
So righteousness is right relationship with God.
那公义的话是我们跟神之间的这样纵向的关系。
And justice is right relationship with each other.
公义的话是我们
Does that make sense?
人之间的就是这样横向的一个比较。
When I'm broken on the inside.
当我们里头的话出现问题的时候
，It affects both relationships with him.
我这会反映到我们的跟神的关系受影响
，And with you guys, especially my family.
然后也跟我们人或者就最重要是我们的家庭就受影响。
You okay with that?
大家还可以吗
？So, if I was to take you through the words of Isaiah 61,
当我们从以下书六十一章这样看的时候
，I think it begins to go like this.
会这样子来看。
The spirit of the sovereign Lord,
然后神的主权
is upon me,
然后在我的身上
because he's anointed me,
然后因为他膏我
to preach good news to the poor,
然后让我传福音，向贫穷人传福音
recovery of sight for the blind,
然后让这个瞎眼的得看见
healing for the brokenhearted,
然后让破碎的得自由。
Have you heard this before?
大家听过神的话吗？
Okay. But can I want to include the whole thing? He actually says more to it.
然后其实我们应该从更完整的角度来看这句话。
He says, instead of their mourning,
啊，就在那一天
，My people will receive what?
然后很多人看到，
Remember?
看到什么
？Joy，
很开心，很喜乐。
Instead of their shame，
啊，而是就是说，不是说我们里头的羞耻。
My people will receive. Anybody remember? A double portion.Are you cheating? Are you reading it right there? Okay, good. Just wanted to check. He's keeping me honest. It's good.
Yeah.
And what comes next after that?
Yeah.
Do you hear this? Instead of disgrace, they'll rejoice in their inheritance.
Yeah. 但又有悲伤的代替喜的灰尘，用华冠代替灰尘这些事情啊。
So then there's more.
那还有更多。
They'll become.
然后他们要成为
a planting like planting a plant.
啊，就是他要成为一些的像植物栽种，对。
For the display of the Lord's.
然后他要彰显，就像彰显神的这样一个荣耀。
Glory and splendor.
呀，他要成为神荣耀的这样一个彰显。
So do you see the theme? It starts off with Jesus read these words.
啊，当耶稣读这个话的时候。
When he started his public ministry.
然后当他开始这样一个公开的一个服事的时候
He stood up in the synagogue,
然后他是站在会堂里面
he read from the scroll of Isaiah,
然后他把以赛亚的这书卷打开
and he both read the scripture,
然后他不但是读这个
and then made the proclamation,
然后他也做这个宣告
when he said, today these words are fulfilled in your hearing,
然后他说今天这话要应验在你们的耳中
and what Isaiah 61 says,
然后以赛亚六十一章这样说
he had come to heal the broken,
然后他来的话是要医治这些的破碎的
，the broken and the downtrodden and destitute。
然后在所有这些被破碎的这些人当中，他要经历这个医治。
Would no longer be that。
然后这些破碎跟医治不会继续在他们生命当中。
They'd be so transformed。
然后他们会被转化。
That their lives would be totally different。
然后他们的生命要完全的被改变。
And the point of that。
然后这点这个是。
Is to bring God glory。
然后这个是为的是要彰显神的荣耀。
And then it says,
然后他说
，They're the ones,
然后这些人
who go to other cities,
然后他们去到其他城市的时候
，and they restore the places long devastated.
然后这些的话，去到那些城市的时候，要从这些撒旦黑暗的权势的这个掌控当中，他要把它给转化过来。
So are you with me?
然后大家跟得上吗？耶稣说
，Jesus is saying, this is what I came to do.
然后耶稣说，这就是我来要做的。
The broken people.
然后破碎的人
would have their lives transformed in my name.
然后在我的名下面的话，这个生命被改变
for the glory of God.
因着神的荣耀
and those who've experienced the kingdom in their lives.
然后在这些人的生命当中经历了神的国
would then go and restore other places.
然后他们要去到另外一个地方重建那个地方
places that are famous for destruction.
然后这样的一个过程
do you know any places that are famous for their destruction?
Yeah, 然后这个法利赛人的话，在这个过程当中做了许多的这些的拦阻。
That look hopeless.
然后其实在这人的过程里头的话，他看到是一个无助的。
It's okay. Do you know any places that are hopeless?
Yeah, 所有这些地方的话是无助的一个地方。
What can Jesus do with those places?
然后耶稣在这个过程当中，他们能够做什么
？What I would love for you to see in Isaiah 61.
啊，我愿意大家从以赛亚书六十一章，我们一起来看。
Is it Jesus didn't just come to teach us about the kingdom?
耶稣来并不单单只是在教导有关国度。
He came that we be transformed by it inside out.
然后他来是让我们生命从里到外的更新。
And then we become carriers of it.
然后我们成为一个载体。
Almost like we have an incurable disease.
Yeah. 然后我们其实，在生命当中的话，就是我们
well, a good disease.
Yeah.就是带着一个好像不能够消灭的一个菌。
And now that we're carriers, other people catch it from us.
然后所有人就从我们生命当中就一同
的领受。Are
you okay? Yeah. 大家听得上吗
？I'm here to tell you about God's healing.
然后在我来的话，其实就是来跟大家来分享神的就是这样的一个医治。
Because He did a work in my wife.
然后他在我的太太生命当中的工作。
To get my attention, so He could do work in me.
然后从太太生命当中发生的，让我开始注意到这件事情。
So He could get your attention, so He could do work in you.
然后他经过我这样说的时候的话，大家也希望开始注意到这些事情。
Somebody else's attention, so He can do work in them.
然后当我们经历过之后，我们可以影响其他人。
But it's never about any of us getting glory.
然后但并不是让我们个人，我们自己得荣耀。
It's actually about bringing hope to a broken world.
好，然后我们只是在这个破碎的世代，我们带来盼望。
Who's asking the question?
然后这个世代当中，很多人都在寻找这个答案。
If God is good,
然后如果神是好的
，and He's loving,
然后他是爱的。
Why do we see so much pain and brokenness?
然后为什么会看到这么多破碎，这么多的难受
？Okay,
yeah, 大家明白吗
？So, I think this morning I just want to show you a quick, what? A quick picture.
好，那今天早上的话，我可能跟大家简短的再分享一幅的图画。
And to do that, I'm going to ask for some volunteers.
啊，然后我可能需要一些的义工上来帮忙一下。
So, let's bring your worship leader back.
那个，我们敬拜团的啊，那个上来。
Yeah, come on up. What's his first name again? His first name?
庆，那个，我们叫他勇哥。
Sorry?
勇哥。
勇哥。Okay. Is it Young? Okay. So Young, you're going to play God in our skit.
那在这个戏里头的话，他扮演。
You object?
大家反对了吗
What happened was, Young said, if Kent's going to come and teach, I get to play God. That's the deal.
Okay.
He didn't say that at all. Okay, I'm going to ask three of the ladies from the worship team to come up and join us here, if you would.
然后三个女生，好吧？这个敬拜团三个女生，好吧？来，三个，随便三个都好，随便三个，来。
Okay, you're going to come up here, ladies. Don't be scared. Okay, now I'm going to try with your names. Can you come on over on this side, please? So, sorry, you stand over here. Okay, ladies, can come on over here. What's your name, then? Jenny? Okay. Vivian? Jopong. Okay, I will try and remember this, okay? So I want... let's start. Jenny, can you come on over here? Can you stand on this side? Yeah, right there. And can the three of you link arms? Like, in like this. Okay. And you never let go. Okay? Don't worry. Sorry. You're not the only people who have trust issues. Okay. And I want you to take one step forward. It's okay? Now, I'm going to go through this rather quickly and try and explain something to you. Luke 9, verse 1, Jesus called the 12 together. He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and cure diseases, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick. He gave them a very interesting thing. Look at that right there. Authority.
我给你们有权柄。
What were people amazed at when they heard Jesus teach?
当人听到这个耶稣这样教导的时候。
Authority.
权柄。
It's not that he taught them words that they heard for the first time.
但并不是他们第一次听到这个词。
He showed them a kingdom.
然后他把天国彰显出来。
That they saw for the first time.
然后他们看见了。
And yet they knew the word of God.
然后他们知道了神的话。
That actually described this kingdom.
然后彰显这个神。
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So you have all the teachers in the land.
然后所有的文士。
The thing that was different about Jesus.
然后他开始对耶稣有不同的看法。
Was how he carried the authority of God.
他们耶稣的这个权柄是从神来的。
So I want to show you something here.
那我
In Genesis 1:26.
在那个创世纪一章二十六节。
God said.
然后神这么说。
Let us make man in our image.
那让我们一起来造，按我的形象和样式来造人。
Now we believe.
我们相信。
That God is three in one.
然后神是三位一体的神。
He's God the Father.
然后是父神。
God the Son.
圣子。
God the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
You okay?
大家还可以吗
？Now God the Father.
然后父神。
We think he's nice.
然后他很好。
God the Son. He's pretty cool.
然后圣子。
God the Spirit. He's a little different.
然后可能有点区别。
And sometimes we like to put him in a box and tell him what to do.
No.
Or what not to do.
我们其实就放在一边，然后说做这个或不做那个。
I trust we won't do that.
然后我们希望我们不要这么做。
But when he said, I will make man in my image,
当神说我们按照我们的形象造人,
he made us in three parts,
然后他造我们是有三个不同的部分,
intricately woven together,
然后是一体的,
like him,
像他一样。
Okay? So the ladies are going to demonstrate that they are just as God the Father, what's born in the heart of God,
然后这个三个女生她们想要彰显就是我们是从神所生,
is physically embodied in the Son of God.
然后我们是身体上面我们承接就圣子这样形象。
But it's empowered by the Spirit of God.
然后我们的能力我们是从圣灵来。
You okay?
大家可以吗?
So the ladies are going to demonstrate being body.
然后 Vivian 是做这个身体。
And soul.
然后这个是她的魂。
And spirit.
然后 Jenny 是灵。
You okay?
大家可以吗?
Now, let me show you something.
然后我给大家看一个。
Your body is your blood and bone and tissue.
然后我们的身体其实就是一些组织组成。
That's an inadequate anatomy lesson.
然后这个是生物上面的。
Your soul,
我们的
is your mind.
然后我们的意志。
Your will,
意志思想意志。
Not your written will.Your decision-making will.
Yeah, 这个是做决定的那个意志。
And your emotions.
然后我们有情感。
Everyone here have emotions?
大家知道情感是什么吗?
Some of you aren't sure. Maybe you put them in a box in the basement.
你要把东西放在地下室。
But your spirit.
然后但是你的灵呢?
Is the core part of you.
是你生命当中的中心。
This is your identity.
这是你的身份。
So we're going to call the three ladies Jenny.
然后就所有这三个就是叫 Jenny.
Creativity flows out of your spirit.
然后这个创意是从我们的灵里头来的。
Your conscience.
然后你的感觉知觉
is actually something of your spirit.
然后其实是灵里头的一个感觉。
And worship flows out of your spirit.
然后我们的敬拜是从灵里头出来的。
Does that make sense?
大家可以吗？
What are the five senses?
然后我们的五官五觉
There's sight, touch, sound.
然后我们的视觉我们的听觉
Sorry?
触觉
Did I lose you?
味觉
What else? Smell?
Yeah.
And what's the fifth one? Sorry, taste? Great. So,、yeah. Did I lose you, Pastor? Sorry.
Yeah. 我们的就是这个各样的感觉啊。
But have you ever felt like when you're talking to someone,
当你跟一个人谈话的时候
that for some reason you sense,
可能不知道你为什么你会有这种感觉
they're not telling you the truth.
他其实没有说实话。
Who's had that experience?
大家有这样的经历吗?
With a used car salesman maybe? Sorry.
卖旧车的。
Sorry if there's any used car salesman here, I apologize.
买旧车的时候
your spirit is picking up something.
你的灵你可能会感觉到一些的事情。
We don't call it a sixth sense. We're saying,
但不是第六感,
I am spirit.
而是说我灵里头的感觉。
And I can pick up what's going on in the spirit.
然后其实灵里头这个互动我可以感觉到一些的东西。
Even if my mind doesn't understand it yet,
可能我的这个思想我并不能够完完全全明白这个感觉。
Or sometimes my logic even rails against.
或者说我们的逻辑理性我们并不能够解释。
How many of you men? I want to address the men. I'm going to pick on you for a sec. How many of you men?
多少男人啊
？Have ever felt something in your gut?
然后在你里面。
You argued yourself out of it in your head.
你有一些事情不是从你的理性里头出来的。
Later you realized you should have followed your gut.
然后你需要去顺着你的里头的这样。
And you kick yourself saying that was so dumb.
然后你就觉得自己做。
Who's had that experience?
就是真笨。
Anyone had that experience? Okay. The fact is we are spirit.
为什么会有这些奇怪解释不通呢？因为
So what I want to show you, I'll just show you this very briefly.
我就很简单的来示范一下。
Is that we're designed for relationship with God.
我们是这样子，是跟神，我们受造是因为我们跟神有关系。
And if you guys can link arms, our relationship with God is one that's spirit to spirit.
然后我们跟神的关系的话是灵跟灵的关系。
So, let me just take you to John chapter 3.
那我们看约翰福音三章。
This conversation with Nicodemus, who was a teacher of the law.
那这是主的教导。
He came to teach to Jesus one night.
然后这个尼哥底母来到耶稣的面前。
And Jesus responds to his comment that you're a great teacher.
然后那个耶稣就回应这个尼哥底母说他是好的老师的这样的一个话。
He says, "I tell you the truth."
然后耶稣回答尼哥底母说，我告诉你一件事。
No one can see the kingdom.
没有人能够见神的国。
Unless he's born again.
除非他重生。
You know the story, probably.
然后可能我们很多人都听过这个故事。
Nicodemus can't understand how a man can be born again physically.
然后尼哥底母很难明白的话，一个人怎么可能再一次被生出来
？And Jesus' response is again, "I tell you the truth."
然后耶稣又再次回答说，我实实在在告诉你。
No one can enter the kingdom of God.
然后没有一个人能够进到神的国。
Unless he's born of water and the Spirit.
除非借着水和圣灵所生。
So flesh gives birth to flesh.
然后肉体生肉体。
Talking about the body.
然后是从身体上的这角度上来讲。
But spirit gives birth to spirit.
然后从灵里头会生出灵，那这是从灵的角度来讲。
Which is this part of us.
是从这个灵的这个角度。
And then he says, "You should not be surprised at my saying."
那你对我所说的话不应该会感到惊奇。
You must be born again.
你必须要重生。
So he almost expects Nicodemus to know.
然后耶稣其实很期待的话是尼哥底母应该知道这些事情。
And all Nicodemus had was the Old Testament covenant.
然后但是当尼哥底母所拥有，他只是从旧约的角度来看这个约。
Of the books of the law,
然后从律法书
the prophets,
然后从先知
and possibly Psalms and Proverbs,
然后或者说其他的
God, Jesus expected him to understand.
那耶稣的话希望他从律法、先知这一切其他书来明白这样一些事情。
I say that because sometimes in the church today,
那我为什么说？因为目前有些教会
there's a move in people's hearts.
然后可能的话，我们所做的只是在感动人的心。
To say I'm a New Testament Christian,
然后可能觉得说好像我是新约的基督徒。
And to throw out the Old Testament,
然后他把旧约都扔掉。
But one is the fulfillment,
然后有一个现象
of the other.
然后其实的话就是说旧约的话是新约的，就是一个彰显他们应该是在一起的。
Okay. So remember, this is our body.
这是我的身体。
This is the physical part of us.
然后这是我们感受到的。
This is your soul, your mind, will, and emotions.
然后这是我们的思想、意志、情感，我们的魂的这一部分。
And then this is your spirit.
然后这是我的灵的这一部分。
And we're going to call her Jenny.
然后整体都叫 Jenny.
Because your identity is in your spirit.
然后因为身份的话是在这个 Jenny， 是在这个灵的这一部分。
Now, Jenny's in a relationship with God that's really tight and close.
然后那个 Jenny 跟神的关系非常的好。
And God, by His Spirit.
然后神把他的灵
pours into her spirit，
然后神用他的灵浇灌我们的灵。
And this is the part of her that is strength。
然后这是我们感觉到我们强健健壮的地方。
That flows through the rest of her。
然后从这样的一个流到我们的魂跟体上。
She's not just called to be an intellectual woman。
然后她并不是单单只是说这是有智慧的女人。
Or an emotional woman。
或者说有情感的女人。
Or just a strong-willed woman.
或者说是身体非常强壮的女孩子。
She's called to be a spirit-led woman.
然后她说这是一个属灵的女人。
And a spirit-filled woman.
然后这是一个圣灵充满的女人。
And Paul's instruction in Ephesians.
然后保罗在以弗所书教导。
Is that she walk according to the Spirit.
然后她是顺着圣灵的感动来行。
That she keep in step with the Spirit.
然后她跟圣灵同行。
And then in Galatians.
然后在那个加拉太书
He talks about the life of the Spirit.
然后他告诉我们就是说这个圣灵的生命
And the fruit of the Spirit.
然后圣灵的果实
Now I didn't say Jenny's a fruit.
然后我并不是说那个 Jenny 是水果
But there's,
是个果实
There's fruit to her relationship with God.
然后这是果实是代表她跟神的关系
What are the fruit of the Spirit?
然后圣灵的果实是什么呢
Do you know them?
Yeah.
Love?
仁爱
Joy,
喜乐
peace,
和平
patience,
忍耐
kindness,
恩慈
goodness,
良善
gentleness,
信实
faithfulness,
温柔
self-control,
节制
it's fruit.
Yeah, 这是果实
You okay?
Yeah, 大家还可以吗 Yeah.
What happens?
然后发生什么
When Jenny isn't experiencing the fruit of the kingdom?
然后那个当 Jenny 她感受到这个这个果实的国度的这个果实的时候
，Is it because she's a bad Christian？
啊，这个就是说她经历不到的时候，是不是因为她不是好的这个这个这个基督徒呢
？Or is it because there could be something broken at a deeper level？
那或者是因为在心灵的深处有一些的东西
，So let me play this out。
破碎。
Imagine that.I just want to say, I usually do this as a, for instance, a hypothetical situation, but sometimes God uses it to speak to you, but this is not pointed at any of you, okay?
那他就是说做这个例子的时候的话，他只是会讲到一些事情，那并不是说针对他们其中某一个人。
Okay, so Jenny, would you be okay to go down on one knee? No, just stay right there. Keep link. Can you just bend down on one knee? You okay to do that?Okay,
那他让 Jenny 这样子做啊。
Okay, and I want you to tip your head down just a little bit. Now I've asked her to do this physically.
那他让 Jenny 这样子做啊。
To show you something.
就是让你可以看到。
That while Jenny is a woman created in the image of God.
那 Jenny 的话是神所创造这个形象。
Sometimes things can happen in her life.
然后在她生命当中可能会发生一些的事情。
That literally put a crushing on her spirit.
然后会对他的灵产生一些的冲击。
So all the pieces are still here.
然后其他的魂跟体可能还在。
But this one's broken.
然后但是灵的话是有破碎。
And she still has a relationship with God.
然后她跟神还是有关系。
And God's spirit.
然后神的灵。
Speaks to her spirit.
然后对她的灵说。
And says, I love you.
然后我爱你。
You are precious.
然后你是。
You are beautiful.
你是美丽的。
You are mine.
你是我的。
But her spirit answers back.
然后她的灵却回答神说
"But I'm dirty.
我是脏的
Or I'm broken.
我是破碎的
Or I screwed up.
那我是充满问题的
Do you follow what I'm saying?
大家跟得上我说的吗
And there's a number of life experiences.
然后很多生命的经历
that can produce this in us.
可以造成这样的一个景况在我们里面
What Jenny needs is not condemnation.
然后这个 Jenny 所需要的并不是责备。
And Jesus says in his conversation with Nicodemus.
然后这个耶稣也对尼哥底母说同样的。
That the Son of God did not come to bring condemnation.
那个人子来的话，并不是要定这个世代的罪。
Is this true?
这个是真实的。
You've all memorized John 3:16.
Yeah, 因为三章十六节这样说。
And then you memorize John 3:17.
然后十七节也是。
Right? Do you know what it says?
Yeah.
For the Son did not come to condemn the world.
人子来并不是要定这世代的罪
but to save the world.
而是要救这个世代
Now, what can produce this kind of thing in Jenny?
然后这些事情，耶稣所说的发生在这个 Jenny 身上。
Trauma can do it.
然后
sometimes the trauma of a parent leaving.
啊，可能在我们生命成长的过程当中，如果父母亲离开
being in an accident.
然后或者我们遇到一些的车祸或者什么
，going through war，
然后或者是战争一些的经历
，being violated somehow，
然后或者被这个暴力冲击
，or simply not being loved and treasured，
然后或者我们觉得我们不被爱
，and so is she a wonderful woman？
啊，她是很好的
，yes，
呀，从外表上看是
，but what can happen？
啊，但是从里
，is it because her spirit's been crushed？
然后，但是因为灵里头被压制冲击。
While she does have a relationship with God，
啊，虽然她还是跟神有关系。
She's relating to him from a crushed place。
呀，然后，但是她却是从受压的这个状态跟神的关系。
And she might be relating to you from a crushed place。
啊，然后她也会因着这样跟神的关系，她跟我们人的关系也会有。
But maybe the only people that know，
啊，那我们可能只有很少人会知道这些事情。
Are her family closest to her？
Yeah, 因为是我们家庭之间我们很亲
，but we sometimes we don't even know what we're seeing.
那或者说根本就没有人会知道这些事情。
When this was my wife,
啊，当这发生在我太太身上的时候的
，I did not know what I was seeing.
然后我看不到任何的东西。
She knew the Bible here really well.
啊，那我太太她从这个魂思想意志情感这个当中，他对神的话语理解得非常清楚。
Lots of memorization，
然后很多记忆里头的东西，他把它记起来。
Lots of great messages，
然后很多的这个信息，他都记下来。
But she was broken on the inside，
但是在她灵力的深处，她却是破碎的。
And what she needed,
然后她所需要的
was for the church to come and minister to her here.
然后这是教会希望从她最深处的地方帮助她站起来。
To actually nurture strength back into the core of who she is as a woman.
然后我们需要从最根本的，从神造她的时候最根本的那个角度帮她恢复，帮她恢复。
And now, when God says to her, I love you,
当神这样子告诉娟女说我爱你的时候，
instead of arguing back with him,
那娟女她不会就是说马上跟神起了起争执，
from a place of brokenness,
然后从她受伤的那种经历里头跟神来争执，
she can say, yes, Lord,
她可以马上回答说是的主，
I receive,
我接受。
When this part of her is strong,
当灵里头她坚强的时候，
Even when this part of her starts to break down,
然后在我们身体当中如果 有一些事情发生的时候，
You see, it's your spirit,
这是我们灵里头，
that sustains life,
是活着的，
Even when your body is breaking down,
虽然身体好像被冲击有破碎，
So this part of you can be diagnosed with cancer,
那我们的身体可能会到时候有些时候会有癌症。
But we don't want that for anybody.
Yeah.
But this part of you is the part of you that keeps you strong.
然后我们灵里头却是始终可以保持强健。
Are you okay?
大家还可以吗？
The discipleship that Jesus came to model to the church.
当耶稣来，他告诉教会我们要做的这个门徒的训练。
And then he gave us the authority and the commission to go do.
然后他给我们有权柄，也同样给我们有这样一个使命，让我们要走出去。
Is the kind that can minister to the Jennies.
然后就是像他在 Jenny 身上所做的。
And the Kents.
然后在 Ken 牧师的身上。
And the Karens.
然后在 Karen 师母的身上。
So we can know God as he really is, spirit to spirit.
然后我们可以从灵的深度知道神到底是谁。
When my spirit is strong,
当我的灵里头强健的时候，
not perfect,
并不是完美，
but strong,
而是强健，
I can hold steady through all kinds of storms in life.
我可以真的是面对生命当中的一切的风暴。
But when my spirit's crushed,
但是当我灵里头真的破碎的时候，
I may look okay on the outside,
可能虽然从我们的表面上我们还可以，
but I'm freaking out on the inside.
但是我里头有很多的惧怕，有很多的不。
Because I don't feel safe.
我并不感觉到我有安全。
I don't feel in control.
我并不能，就是并不觉得我能够控制。
I feel vulnerable.
我觉得我很无助。
And although I know God,
虽然我认识神
，I may not know that He's got me covered.
但我并不觉得我被遮盖。
Or that I'm safe in Him.
并不感觉到 我可以得到 得拯救。
Does that make sense?
大家觉得理解吗？ Okay, 好。
As a ministry, we meet a lot of people.
但我们在服事当中，我们遇到了许多的人。
Who love the Lord a great deal.
真的，每个人都非常的爱神。
But they've never been discipled.
但是他并没有被门徒训练。
To the point that the life and the love of Christ.
到一个地步，他经历到神的爱。
Can actually be applied.To the core of who they are.
Yeah, 他并不能经历到神的爱，真的是可以在他生命的最深处是可以经历的。
They can have lots of knowledge.
他可能会有很多的知识。
Maybe even some experiences.
可能还有一些的经历。
But to experience the change from the inside out.
Yeah, 但是那个我们所需要的经历是从里到外的改变。
That's what God wants.
这是神要在我们生命当中要做的。
Now, by the way.
另外。
When Jenny's spirit is crushed.You okay to go down one knee again? Forgive me, just for me. Short one, short.
Okay,
when Jenny's spirit is crushed,
当这个灵里头
被压制的时候， what happens to her emotions?
她的这个情绪情感发生了什么呢？
Doesn't the pain cause things to go crazy?
然后她可能里头的话很多的情感会。
If she's experienced the pain of not being loved,
当她觉得她不被爱的时候，
and that crushes her spirit,How does that affect her emotions?
这样的一个破碎的这个灵的话，怎么会影响到我们的情感呢？
How does it affect her thinking, her mind?
它会影响到我们的思想。
And how does it affect her decision making?
它会怎么样影响到我们来做决定？
And is it possible that you actually see her body
然后我们也可以在我们的身体当中看到。
You see her body start to break down a bit.
然后她的身体也开始被压。
Not because her body is separate from the rest of her.
不，并不是说她的这个身体与其他游离。
But because her body manifests what's happening inside.
而是因为她的身体已经彰显她里头的一些的问题。
Are you with me?
大家跟得上吗？
Have you ever heard of someone going to the doctor?
你有看到一些人来到医生的面前。
They're experiencing chest pain.
然后他觉得他的胸疼。
And the doctor tells them,
然后医生告诉他,
you get rid of some stress.
然后你可能得, 你的压力太大。
It's not physical stress.
那可能不是你身体的压力。
It's emotional, sometimes it's spiritual.
有些时候甚至是我们灵里头的。
But it's breaking down their physical health.
但是从灵里头，从情感上的压力会反映到我们的身体上面。
Some of you who are in healthcare, you know this.
Yeah, so 我们有些人，我们去看医生的时候，可能我们都经历过这些事情。
You've ministered to people, treated people, and you're dealing with the symptoms in their body.
Yeah, 当我们去服侍的时候，可能我们看到只是他表面的东西。
Of a deeper brokenness.
但是在里头深处的呢
？Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗
？What if we could?What if we could minister to the men and women around us?
我们怎么样可以来服侍我们周遭的人
？And we could just drive depression alone out of the body of Christ.
我们可能会把这个忧郁症从这个基督的身体当中把它排斥。
What if that was it? What if all we did was we took care of depression?
我们是怎么样去处理这些的忧郁的事情
？Can you imagine?
我们可以想一想吗
？Come on, you guys. Can you imagine? What if we just took hopelessness?
那我们遇到这个绝望的这种情绪的时候，我们怎么样来
？And could minister so deeply to people.
Yeah, 我们可以这样子来服侍。
That hopelessness was gone.
到一个地步的时候，你可以让他从这绝望的光景当中可以走出来。
That no matter what situation we found ourselves in.
无论我们的环境是怎么样
，we'd still have hope.
我们还是有盼望
，because，
因为
，we're totally submitted to the King of the Kingdom，
呀，因为我们在这个神的国度里头，我们是完全的顺服的。
I share this with you，
我跟你分享
，not to bring shame on anyone， but to answer the question when you ask it from the core of who you are。
当我们就是面对这些事情的时候，我们其实只是。需要来思想一下，就是我们。
You may not ask it out loud.
Yeah, 我们来问的话，就是我里头。
But in here, you're asking.
我的身份到底是什么？我们从心里、灵里头的深处，我们来问。
Is this as good as it gets?
然后，这是我们能够得到的吗
？My answer to you.
我的答案给你。
Is no, it's not.
这并不是我们要得的最好的。
But actually, God is the God of restoration.
然后，但是神在我们生命当中，他要做重建的工作。
He's so passionate about restoration.
他对重建非常的有负担。
That he invests all that he has.
然后他把他所有的。
And all that he is.
然后他所拥有的一切。
In redeeming and restoring.
为的就是让我们生命当中可以被赎回。
His broken kids.
然后从我们被破碎环境当中被赎回。
He didn't give himself so he could go and live on a mansion on a hill.
Yeah, 他其实并不是说他救我们就是让我们只是要住到天堂那个大的那种地方。
He gave himself so you could go live on the mansion on the hill.
Yeah, 那是说让我们得经历之后，我们可以帮助别人，大家可以一起进入到神的里面。
Are you okay with that?
大家可以吗
？Okay. What I want you to see with these guys standing here is that the heart of God.
我希望从大家从这幅图画里头，我们看到神的心。
Is to restore body, soul, and spirit.
他要让我们从身体、从我们的魂、从我们的灵里头都被重建。
So that Jesus is Lord of every area.
然后耶稣是主，是发生在我们生命的各个的层面。
You okay with that?
大家可以吗
？When Jenny was in that crushed place.
当 Jenny 在灵里头在一个被迫被压的时候
，Is she still a Christian?
她还是基督徒吗？是。
Does she still belong to him?
然后她还是属于神的吗
？Yes, because she has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
呀，因为她个人跟神有关系。
But she's relating from him to him.
Yeah.
from a place of being crushed.
但是他只是从这被压受伤的这种状态跟神的关系。
And so she needs the help of the body of Christ.
所以他需要从身基督的身体当中得到帮助。
To help her apply what Jesus did.
然后需要把耶稣所做的发生在他的身上。
To the place where she was crushed.
然后从他受压受破碎的这个地方来经历耶稣的医治。
For me, the hard part of that.
对我来说最难的。
Is I did not want to face that I was angry.
然后其实我并不是太想面对原来我是一个容易发怒的人。
Because if I faced it,
当我去面对的时候
I might have to tell someone else.
然后我必须告诉
另外 And admit it.
然后我承认。
And I don't know if you know this.
不懂大家是不是同意。
But being transparent is very scary.
然后其实敞开的话其实是让人容易产生害怕的。
Because people don't expect us to be perfect.
然后其实大家其实期待的话就是并不是我们成为那个完美的
But sometimes we expect us to be perfect.
但是我们自己却期待我们自己成为那个完美
And I was a perfectionist.
然后我有那个完美主义的那个毛病
Sometimes perfectionists
有些时候完美主义
are people that are broken on the inside.
都是从这个有破碎的人心都容易发生的
But they're trying so hard to perform well.
然后但是他们却因为受伤他们反而就是说希望可以自己表现得很好
That'll actually make people love them.
然后我们要因为自己好所以希望别人可以爱我们
I don't know if you've ever met a perfectionist.
我不懂大家在生命当中有没有遇到这些完美主义的人
But I can tell you that God loves us.
但我可以告诉你就是神非常的爱我们
And he wants to set us free too.
然后他希望帮助我们进入那自由里面
yeah, okay.
大家可以吗
Thank you very much. You've been very patient.
谢谢你们，谢谢你们很耐心。Okay.
Why don't you give them a hand?
谢谢谢谢。
Is it appropriate to? Can I leave them in prayer?
Sure.
Sometimes when you hear this message,
当有些时候，当你听到类似的信息的时候
，I've come to realize.
我慢慢我发现。
That it can be like an answer to prayer.
这个可以成为一个祷告的回应。
That you've been praying for a long time.
然后你可能都一直在祷告，为这些事情祷告。
Asking God for hope.
然后你希望神给我们有盼望。
Or help.
或者帮助。
And I'm not the savior.
我不是救主。
But I've just described something.
我只是把一些东西描述出
来。That witnesses in your spirit.
然后但是你灵里头有一个。
With some of you.
其中有一些人
and it makes way too much sense.
然后可能会觉得非常的有道理
and I'd like to pray with you if you'd let me.
然后如果是这样，我们愿意一起来祷告。
You okay with that?
大家可以吗？可以哈。
Father, we come in the name of Jesus.
父，我们真的奉主的名来。
We thank you that you are the God who hears prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你真的是回应我们祷告、医治我们的神。
You're the God who answers prayer.
主啊，你回应我们的祷告。
And while we don't know all the details,
我们虽然很多时候我们并不是太知道详细的东西
you know each one of us so intimately.
但是你却我们心里的深处，你知道我们一切的光景。
Every prayer we've ever prayed,
主，我们每一个人的每一个的祷告。
Not only have you heard,
不单单你听到
but you answered,
你也回应。
And you store those prayers.
而且你真的是把这些这个祷告你都记录下来。
Help us to realize today.
你帮助我们明白
that you do hear the cry of our heart.
你真的听到我们在你面前的哭求
and there is hope,
有盼望
even in the hopeless place,
虽然在那绝望的光景里
or what seems hopeless,
或者是看起来是没有盼望的环境里面
I bless your people today,
主啊，我奉你的名要祝福你的子民
in the name of Jesus our Lord,
奉主的名
that we would have the courage,
我们有勇气
To continue to press into your heart,
我们要继续的要竭力的进入到你的心意里面
And to ask our brothers and sisters,
主啊，帮助我们的弟兄姐妹
To disciple us,
帮助我们来做这个门徒的训练
In the place where we need it the most,
在我们最需要的这个地方
May your freedom and restoration,
让你在灵里头的这样一个自由和释放
Become a reality in our lives,
在我们生命当中成为真实
So that the old brokenness is transformed.
所以在我们生命当中的旧有的这些的压制破碎都可以成为那个释放。
into something that brings you glory, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们在这些事情上面经历到你的荣耀。
And may I understand how your kingdom works.
主啊，帮助我们能够明白你在你的国度里头的工作的法则。
And be so undone by it.
主啊，帮助我们能够来认识你。
That you can send me to other hopeless places.
也帮助我们在经历你的过程当中，也被你来差遣。
And they experience your love and restoration.
让我们所脚掌所踏的地方，所遇到的每一个人，也跟我们一同来经历。
And because we're asking,
主啊，我们这样的求
for the very thing,
主啊，真的在生命当中的这确切的这些事
that you sent your son to do,
主啊，就是你借着你的儿子所做的。
We're simply agreeing with your heart this morning.
主啊，我们愿意来认同。
We're simply praying.
我们愿意来这样子一个简单，就是单单的来祷告。
For your greatest passion,
主啊，让你这样的灵里头这样一个负担
to be accomplished.
在我们生命当中可以来成就。
We are simply asking,
主啊，我们单单的来求。
For your greatest will,
让你真的良善的这旨意。
The thing that you want more than anything else,
在我们生命当中成为唯
一。To be done in our lives,
在我们生命当中可以实现出来。
So we pray,
主啊，我们祷告。
Your kingdom come,
你的国度来降临。
Your will be done,
你的旨意成全。
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. 好，我们谢谢 Pastor Ken. 好。好，那弟兄姐妹，我们真的在神的恩典当中，我相信也是很感恩，虽然信息是很简单，但是我相信在我们生命当中的话，这正是我们所需要的。我们需要的话就是勇敢的回应神在我们生命当中这一切的感动。真的我需要的话就是说，心里头刚才Pastor跟在祷告的时候的话，我心里头就是有一个很简单但是确实是很奉很坚定的一个祈求，说主啊，真的在我生命当中，我要更深的来认识你，要更深的来经历你，不单单只是说从我们理性上的认识，或者说我们自己感性上一些的经历，真的就像刚才 Pastor Ken 他的一个 demonstration 一样的，是你灵里的深处，真的生命当中很多很细微的这些东西，再次被神来除，除去这些一切的羞耻感，一切的无助感、无力感，不是因为我们要成为那个完美主义者，好像说啊，真的我们就是一直定自己的罪，好像我不完美，而是说神借着我们重新把这些生命当中的经历再次翻出来的时候，他要帮助我们可以翻篇，真的可以过去，真的要过去。那我们的反应，就是说，当其实你每一个的决定背后，都是跟你的成长，跟我们的成长都是息息相关。只有我们成为一个更健康的人的时候，神的荣耀才可以更大的在我生命当中再次发生。有些时候，为什么感觉到神啊，你怎么没有回应我们的祷告？或许我们应该尝试再发生一些问，换一个问题的问法，说神啊。在我生命当中，是不是有哪一些的地方，我们让你的荣耀还过不去？就像我们还是像给你刚才在这边，还在这样灵里头还是处于这个地方，好像神的旨意就是一直都出不来，明白吗？所以我觉得今天的话，我觉得圣经还是让圣灵借着啊，把它跟在我们生命当中的分享，再次提醒，生命当中我们永远是有突破更新的机会的，这也是神的心意。那反而是在我们追求神的这个旅程当中，越多的在神的话语更多的来被塑造被带领，心里头就是有这样一个宣告，说神啊，我要看见你的荣耀，你的荣耀正是我在生命当中所要遇见所要追求的。只有我们生命当中有这样一个渴慕的时候，我相信我们的灵是向神不要让过往这些羞耻的感觉就抓住我们，好像我们只要隐藏，好像我们在身体当中，我们在思想意志这里头，我们好像都要把自己最强的要展现出来，但其实很多人我们在接触的过程当中都知道，这并不是我们最强的时候，反而最是容易让我们跌倒的时候，很多的生气，很多的失望，很多的痛苦，可能正是因为我们所有的反应都是在身体上面，都是在情绪上面，反而神的话他要解决最根本是灵里头帮助我们成长起来，好吧？我也相信就是在未来一段时间里头的话，神灵在我们教会的这个 这个基督的身体，他也要做这样的一个释放，好不好？好，我们在神的面前继续一同来祷告，大家一同来认识，好不好？我们大家低头，我们在神面前一同来祷告。天父，我们何等的感恩，谢谢你的恩典在我们生命当中，你不离不弃的爱始终在我们生命当中都是存在的。主啊，不管我们感觉是怎么样，不管我们的理解是怎么样，神你的灵，圣灵总是在安慰我们，总是在告诉我们，我们是被接纳的，我们是被爱的，我们是有人爱的，我们是有人管的。在生命当中，你要为我们负上那个永远的责任。主，我就是在你的恩典当中，我要回应你的荣耀，我要看见你的荣耀，我要寻求。主，跟你在一起的时候，就是我完全可以放心的时候。主啊，我要所知道的不单单是你坐在我身体上的事情，我的感觉上的事情，更重要，我知道你在灵里头，你永远的接纳，这是我身份存在的所在。主，我感谢你，你不单单是接待了我们，你还要差遣我们，让我们生命当中所经历过的破碎被你医治释放之后的话，可以成为这世代许多人的答案。主耶稣，你要兴起教会，在医治的事情上面我们有更多的经历，在医治的事情上面我们需要学习更多的来认识你。谢谢主，主啊，帮助我们今天在你面前，我们要承认，主啊，我是有需要的人，我是有需要的人，而且主，你的爱就在我的需要的里面就已经在发生。神，你自己的钉痕的手要成为我现在而随时的帮助。我虽然长期处在一个被压被弃绝，好像要靠着自己来证明我们是谁的这样一个光景里头，但主耶稣，你既接纳了我们，让你的道也在我们生命当中再次发生出来。主，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢主。弟兄姐妹，再次一同站立，好不好？我们再次用这首诗歌，我们要一同来宣告，主，我要看见，求神降下他的同在，当我们在敬拜与他面对面的时候，我们要经历到他的荣耀，荣耀的转化，荣耀的改变。